Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. Harness racing and hockey. Now there's a quinella for you. The Horsemen's Association in Pennsylvania, along with Mohegan Sun, have bought the naming rights to the hockey arena in Wilkes-Barre, PA, home of the Pittsburgh Penguins farm team, the Wilkes-Barre Penguins. The Pennsylvania Harness Horsemen's Association has worked hard on this project. We'll talk to the man who looks after their marketing on this edition of Trot Radio. Ed Kabeski on the other end of my line. He handles the media and marketing for harness racing in Pennsylvania through the Pennsylvania Harness Horsemen's Association. Ed, welcome to Trot Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Now, let me ask you something. When we go to this new arena, or rather when we visit this arena in Wilkes-Barre, I guess it is, What is it going to say on the side of the building?
It will be the Mohegan Sun Arena at Casey Plaza.
Now, here's a question that the cynics may have, and I don't mean to throw a hardball at you right off the top, but
go ahead.
the cynics are bound to say, well, look, that's great for Mohegan Sun. What does it say about harness racing?
Well, I think the first thing that's positive from my point of view is that they invited us to be their partner for 10 years on this, which says to me that they are committed to harness racing, and they always have been. They've been great partners in that respect, and they're giving us tremendous access in terms of billboard advertising inside the arena. They're giving us access to the arena's database, and obviously there's a hockey team, the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins,
right,
that play there, and so that gives us access to a ton of sports fans from, I would say, it's fair to say within 125-mile radius, they come to the hockey games, and that's 33 million people in that 125-mile block.
It is a lot of people. Now, what will the, for example, what will the billboard commercials deal with once they get inside? Are they going to see commercials that deal with the harness racing?
I'm not sure yet, because we just started discussing the different ways that we can leverage it. There's video screens in there. There's paper billboards. There's under the ice. There's
yeah.
the clear.
So media. The media is what's at question here. But you are going to focus on to some degree on harness racing, correct?
Absolutely. And the great thing about Mohegan Sun as a partner is that they're very in tune to the heritage of the property, and that heritage is harness racing, and they're tremendously positive about harness racing. If you walk through the casino...
Hold it. Stop right there, Ed.
Okay.
Did you just say a casino company that's positive about harness racing?
Yeah, they are. And I'll tell you what, their commitment to harness racing is really encouraging. I mean, I think that they see the potential in harness racing. One of the things that we've uncovered in our studies in Pennsylvania, and this has been verified by the State Racing Commission, is that when there's live harness racing, you see slot machine revenues go up.
You know, that's interesting. Jeff Gural has focused some of his marketing efforts on that very same end game, which is to promote harness racing, and the slots will take care of themselves. We here in Ontario, and unfortunately, tend to have the opposite view. That is, you know, bring them into the slots and they'll come to the track. Well, that never happens.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I think we're lucky also at Harris Chester Racetrack and Casino.
Very true.
They have a terrific team there, and I mean, to build a brand new track in this day and age, I think is a huge commitment on their part, and you know, I think they see potential, and I do too, and I'm just glad to work with both of them.
Well, you work with both Harris and Mohegan Sun?
Yes, and there's a property in development on the Ohio border of Pennsylvania called Valley View Downs that is seeking financing, and we will be the Horsemen's Association for them when that comes to be.
Now, isn't it interesting that in an age when, at least in North America, harness racing is thought to be on the decline, there are new tracks willing to open up? What's your take on that?
Well, I mean, I think it depends on your long-term view of harness racing. I mean, I think harness racing, we have to accept the fact that it's a niche sport at this point. However, with so many new forms of entertainment out there, there are a lot of prominent entertainment, I don't know how to say it, but a lot of entertainment products that are niche products now that weren't before, but they're perfectly viable. And I think that's where harness racing is at. And I think it just so happens that, you know, these new tracks opened up on the heels of the recession. And so the fact that we've pretty much held steady, I mean, we've seen some losses, we've seen some gains, but the fact that we've pretty much held strong during the recession leads me to believe that when we come out of it, at least in Pennsylvania, we'll be able to see really where where all of these improvements to the tracks, where they would pay off.
Well, Pennsylvania is, no question about it, a bedrock state of harness racing. No question about that. So, yeah, it's great to see that it's at least thriving in the states that are considered bedrock.
You know, I would say also that, we're fairly lucky because we have the product in place. I can advertise and I can create television shows, and I can promote our off-track wagering facilities confident knowing that when people get to the facilities, they're clean, they're modern, they look great, and the experience that we promise in the advertising is actually paid off when you get there in person. And I think other states aren't as lucky, but I think that's something we have to keep in mind when it comes to marketing the sport.
You just hit a nail on the head, because with a lot of the older tracks that I've experienced, you know, people wonder why the same demos that used to come to the track all the time, in other words, you know, the seniors and so on, the $2 bettors that would come once a week, why they're not coming to the track anymore. Guess what? They don't feel safe. The place is not inviting. Mm-hmm. The slots are inviting. And I think what you've hit on there is really to the point. We've got to make these older tracks more inviting to the people that used to come. I mean, now here at Rito, we've got excellent clubhouse facilities and everything mm-hmm. else like that. But there are some older tracks, and especially in southwestern Ontario, that you know, I go to only because I'm a racing geek.
You know, I think, though, that there's something else we have to be cautious of, is the fact that we don't want to over-sanitize the experience and make it too slick. And
yeah.
So, you know, I think we've been successful at that here in Pennsylvania, and I think you're doing it up there. And it still has, the sport still has the character that attracted us to it mm-hmm. when we got involved in it. And, you know, I wouldn't want people to go to a track and have it be like an Applebee's or a TGI Fridays.
No, not necessarily.
And so, you know, I think that, you know, we want to make them clean and we want to make them inviting, but we don't want to sort of pander to a demographic that may or may not actually show up.
Yeah, that's true. You want to go with, you know, the core for harness racing is still there. It just doesn't always show up. If we can get the core to show up, we can return to some of the old-time levels of previous days. Maybe not to the same degree as, say, Yonkers in the late 50s, but certainly we can regain a lot of our audience. Well, listen, good luck with this. I think it's fairly innovative. I must say, when I first heard about it, I got to admit, Ed, I was a little cynical. I thought, well, that's nice. Mohegan Sun gets all the pub. We pay all the money. Maybe, you know. Go for it. Just keep up the good work.
Oh, thanks so much for having me on the show.
Ed Kubeski, good having him on the show. Hey, good guy of the week goes to Jody Jameson, who earlier this week donated his 5 points from his drives at Western Fair to help out a couple of horsemen who have fallen on bad times. Jody, thank you, and go get them. Trot Radio, a presentation of Standardbred Canada in cooperation with Borg Communications.